Residents in the Tiger Lake neighborhood have been asking Santa Rosa County for traffic enforcement, and they could get their wish next week. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office said they have agreed to provide off-duty deputies to patrol the neighborhoods. The Homeowners Association has been in negotiations with the Sheriff's Office. Last week, the Sheriff's Office signed off on the plan and sent documents to county commissioners. Commissioners will vote on the plan next week.
So that was Channel 3 doing reporting last night. Shade Ray doing that report. And we've got Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson on the line with us now. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So Tiger Point, I assume, is what she meant. Tiger Point is asking for speed patrols, and you guys are maybe going to provide off-duty officers. Is that right?
Yeah, and we did that in the past. Back when I was just a deputy, we were doing it. They would pay an off-duty deputy to run the radar in there, and we'd write tickets and slow people down. And we did that for several years, and then they stopped doing it, and now they, I guess, want it to return.
I think, didn't we have something like that for Tiger Point after after Sally took out the bridge? And I know you guys are doing extra enforcement on the Garcon Point bridge as well because of the crazy, terrible things that were happening there. But it seems like we did this more recently as well.
Yeah, not in Tiger Point that I recall. Oh, okay. But there were several areas in Gulf Breeze that wanted extra patrols and wanted us to have an off-duty deputy there, that kind of thing. So and it increases at certain times of the year. Hurricane season's a big one. So, you know, and as you know, we got something else probably coming in the Gulf here this week. So,
yeah, let's hope not. Hope that it's, you know, we always hope not at all. And if it's got to be, at least let's hope it's, you know, not us. Speaking of that, you do have some deputies deployed, but you guys were not part of the Santa Rosa County, Escambia County EMS, and then the Escambia County Sheriff's Office deployment. You guys went somewhere else. Is that right?
Yeah, we deployed to Lafayette and Liberty County right there in the Big Bend. They were hit really hard. So, we've got our team over there. They've got all their gear with them. We've got we take everything, so we're self-sufficient. We don't have to rely and draw on any resources in that area. I mean, we take everything. So our own food, cook trailer, everything. And hopefully they're over there helping a lot, clearing roads. And, you know, they do everything from clearing roads to putting blue tarps on people's roofs for them, just whatever they can do to help.
How many people do you have over there right now, if you roughly? I mean, you may know exactly, but.
Yeah, I do know exactly. There's 15 currently, and if they have to stay another week, they're going to be replaced by Team 2, which is another 15 guys.
Okay. And I assume that's all volunteer. Is that right?
It is. Yep. You have to volunteer to be on DRT as a disaster response team.
And I am also assuming that there's always more people are willing to volunteer than they tell you they need, right?
Yeah, we're pretty blessed. You know, we got about 420 sworn, and we put out openings for DRT, and we'll get 30 or 40 people put in for an opening.
Oh, so. That's good. That's very, very good. I did want to ask you, we've been kind of talking a little bit about driver safety this morning, and there's two dimensions I wanted to ask you about. One is, we had a caller, and I think a couple of different people have kind of asked this question. It seems like motorcycle wrecks have been high lately. We've had in Escambia and Santa Rosa, and, you know, I mean, gosh, there was one story where I think the driver of the car and the passenger got killed in addition to the motorcyclist as well. But this is sort of an ongoing, sometimes it's worse, sometimes it's better, but safety around motorcycles is a problem. Is there anything that can be done to make it better?
You know, it's a twofold answer there. So, number one, people have to pay attention, and as you know, they don't. A lot of people are out here texting and driving and, you know, doing everything but paying attention. I pulled over a lady for putting on makeup, driving down the road with the sun visor down, looking in the mirror, putting on makeup. I mean, you can't make stuff up. So if they're not paying attention and don't see cars, they're definitely not going to see a motorcyclist because, you know, obviously they're harder to see. And the second part of that answer is motorcyclists need to drive with their head on a swivel and not be speeding and not be breaking traffic laws as well. And I see a lot of that. You'll see these guys on these you know, Japanese bikes that will be doing 120, and they won't even stop when you light them up because they know you can't catch them. So, and people like that die a lot. I mean, you can't do high speed on Highway 98 or Highway 90 and not expect to get killed.
Yeah, I know as a driver, you know, even when I'm paying attention, I'm frequently surprised by motorcycles. And I often also notice that the motorcycles are not the safest drivers on the road, you know, a lot of the time. And can you, is Florida, you can't drive between the lanes in Florida, like when traffic has stopped, can you? Do you know?
To be honest with you, I don't know if you can or not. Okay. I don't think you can. I know you still can't pass on the right motorcycle or car, like getting on the shoulder and just driving. You can't do that. But, you know, let's just say it was legal. Who would do that?
Right.
All it takes is one person to open in their door and your day is done.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know, I've never wanted to get any place that fast, you know, to where I would do something that stupid. I used to ride motorcycles and, you know, I finally gave it up. I had too many close calls. It's just, you know, too dangerous.
Well, there's not a lot of people who ride motorcycles. They're like, yeah, man, I do this because it's so much safer than a car. I mean, and that's the sad thing to say, but I mean, I get there's a fun trade-off. There's, you know, but it's just, you know. Anyway, so yeah, getting people to behave on both sides of the driving equation. We just got off the phone with Michelle Salzman, talking with her about her push to get driver's ed back into the schools, probably as a self-pay, probably as an after-school, but also theoretically, it would pay for itself with insurance reductions. Maybe you could make it a requirement for anybody under the age of 18 to actually get a license. They'd have to go through this. But we were talking about how, like, how do kids these days even get prepared for driving? And if they haven't done driver training, they're way behind on the experience curve. How did we get here? And how do we fix it?
Yeah, you know, out of all the things you could eliminate curriculum-wise in high school, why take that one away? I mean, we put on a driver's ed, basically. It's a class we put on for, you know, kids who have their driver's license already. But it just basically teaches them safety and also puts them in different scenarios. A lot of kids, you know, unfortunately, they'll flip a vehicle because they'll be doing something they shouldn't be doing. And they'll go off into the median or off on the side of the road, and then they overcorrect and they flip the car. And they put them in those type of situations. They show them what to do. They show them how to brake, when to brake. You know, and it's just a great, great program. And it's we've been doing it now, I think, good Lord, probably 12 years.
Yeah, I was actually telling Michelle about that program. And, of course, I feel about that program the way I feel about the Escambia Sheriff's Blazer Academy. Like, I just want it expanded, and I want your driver program expanded. Like, I want every kid. I want even adults to be able to take it. You know, I like everybody would benefit from that, including senior citizens, you know, and it's just always resources and manpower, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, I'd love to do that. I'd love to put the gun safety class on, you know, you know, 10 times a month because we have such a demand for it. But, you know, that pulls resources and, you know, we still have to protect the public. That's our number one priority, and everything else comes second. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Well, Sheriff Bob Johnson, I appreciate all the information. As always, appreciate you taking some time with us every Monday. And for your deputies who are deployed afield. And, you know, again, just as always, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thank you, Andrew.